From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is on his way to Asia Sunday, making stops in Laos, Cambodia, and China. His first stop will be a two-day stay in Laos, the current head of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. The group's members have concerns about China's growing assertiveness over competing claims in the South China Sea, where China's constructing man-made islands. U.S. President Barack Obama will host ASEAN members in California next month. Kerry's expected in his trip to Laos to stress the importance of the bloc presenting a united front in response to China's claims. The United States is seeking to reassure Saudi Arabia and other Gulf allies in light of developments suggesting a warming of relations between the U.S. and Iran. Secretary Kerry spent Saturday and part of Sunday in Riyadh. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
As they sat almost shoulder to shoulder in Riyadh, the Saudi foreign minister gave no indication of a rift with the U.S. over Iran.
No, I don't see a coming together of the United States and Iran.
Kerry said the U.S. stood firm with Saudi Arabia and its other Gulf allies.
There is no doubt whatsoever in the minds of the countries make up the GCC that the United States, as we have said many times, will stand with them against any external threat.
In spite of these assurances, Gulf countries could have broader concerns about U.S. policy, say analysts. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Riyadh.
Look at our website at VOA News. This is VOA News. Iranian officials say the country's flagship airline will finalize a deal to purchase 114 jets from Airbus when President Hassan Rouhani visits France on Wednesday. Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi saying Iran Air and Airbus will sign the agreement. Akhundi has not given any specific terms, including the price of the planes. The cost will run billions of dollars, but Iran badly needs the planes to upgrade its fleet of passenger jets, which were subject to years of sanctions and suffered from a lack of maintenance. The international agreement on the country's nuclear program that went into effect this month removed those barriers. Millions of people in the eastern United States are digging out their cars and homes on Sunday after two relentless days of snow that will enter the history books as one of the largest snowstorms on record. The snow tapered off overnight around Washington, D.C., where many areas near the Capitol received more than 60 centimeters of snow. Blizzard conditions meant visibility was extremely low on the area's nearly deserted streets for much of Saturday. Authorities closed roads, including major highways, as well as the subway system and airports. Further up the coast, the National Weather Service said New York City's Central Park recorded at least 64 centimeters of snow. Authorities there lifted a travel ban early Sunday morning that had limited the movement of the area's 8.4 million residents since Saturday. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia Sunday, continuing their string of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. Rabia is about 10 kilometers south of the Turkish border and is one of more than a dozen areas the government said its fighters took control of in recent days. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the pro-government troops were backed by Russian airstrikes and strategic help from Russian military officers. French President François Hollande began a three-day visit to India Sunday. Hollande arrived in the northern city of Chandigarh Sunday, where he was greeted by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Two U.S. presidential contenders are heading into the February 1st Iowa caucus with the endorsements from the Des Moines Register. The Des Moines Register is backing Republican Marco Rubio, citing he could chart a new direction of opportunity and optimism. The paper's editorial board says Democrat Hillary Clinton's depth of knowledge and experience is unmatched among the three contenders in her party. She was endorsed by the paper during her 2008 presidential bid before Barack Obama became the party's nominee. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.